Hello there. May I speak to Nicky Maya?
Speaking.
Thank you. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Very well. Let's move on. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely. Thank you. And for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
At least 54.
54?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, all right. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is public school teachers. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
50.
50. How do you feel about Moms for Liberty? That's an organization, Moms for Liberty.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of them. Very well. So that's the proper code here. How do you feel about the National Education Association, or NEA?
0.
0. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
0-.
0-. Okay. How do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education?
0.
0. How do you feel about woke culture or wokeism? 0. All right. How do you feel about public schools?
About public schools, 50.
50, thank you. How do you feel about charter schools?
100.
100, thank you. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
100.
And 100, very well. Let's move on quickly. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Fair, okay. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating the students?
Charter schools do a much better job.
Charter schools, and would you say they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Much better job.
Much better job, okay. How important do you think it's for public school to prepare a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, what that means. It is very important for the public school to prepare students. 5 means are somewhat important for public school to prepare students. And 0 means it's not important at all for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. How important it is for public school is for public school to prepare students to become more organized and have a structure. From 0 to 10, how important is that? 10?
Yes.
Thank you. And how important it is for public school to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
10.
10. And how important it is for public school to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
10, very well. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to take our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important is that?
Of what?
Okay, how important it is for public school to prepare students to take responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important is that?
10,
very well. How important is for public school to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
7,
thank you. And how important it is for public school to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
0,
very well. Let's move on. Almost there, ma'am. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
A little, very well. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree
strongly, ma'am, or just somewhat disagree? Strongly? Very well. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Very well. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. Second statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree? So strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree? Strongly, ma'am, or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of ideas some people say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea here is raising the standard for entry into the teaching profession, including TOEFL certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Very well. Next idea is removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
Support. Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Next idea, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Strongly support.
Strongly support, thank you. Next idea is increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. And next one is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support or oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you so much. Okay, I have three arguments here. After I read you these three arguments, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly, almost done. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 minutes a somewhat convincing argument, 3 minutes is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that the lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next argument says, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement, ma'am, that argument,
zero.
From 0 to 10? 0, very zero. Well. Yes, ma'am. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you. Very well. Sometimes, let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
12th, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married,
thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Strong Republican, thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, thank you. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Would it be a public school, charter school, private school, home school?
Private school.
Private school. Thank you. Let's move on. thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Or never?
Several times a day.
Several times a year. Is that correct?
A day.
Oh, twice a week or more then?
More.
Yeah, okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first description is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does this apply to you or to someone else in your household?
No.
No. Second description is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does this apply to you or to someone else in your household?
Yes.
To you personally or to someone else?
Yes, personally.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. Very much appreciated. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye.